Hello, this is Dr. Sandy Gold, just getting in the FBI report on Mohammed Layazghi. Date of birth is 1/1/1953. Date of procedure is 5/28/2024. Referring physician is Dr. Evgeny Gold-Trudio. Referring physician is Dr. April Oxford. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, and esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is heartburn, colorectal cancer screening, epigastric pain. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as among the material expands the patient. Patient's breath and nostril, so you place in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. While the this video gastroscope was introduced into esophagus and man's direct vision to the second portion of the glottum, period, careful examination in the aid of the glottal bulb. Second portion of the glottum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, so retroflex view is obtained in the cardiac. Air suction from the stomach before gastroscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated orthopedic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending hepatic flexure, transcolon, flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum. Retroflex use obtained at the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, good prep. The patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters in bite block with evidence of salmon colored mucosa noted. Prog C0M1.5, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol for evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and cerebral at H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum overall appeared unremarkable. To D2, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, in the ascending colon, there was an approximately 15 millimeter lipoma with a positive pillow sign. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon cell polyp and removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. In the cecum, there were 3 sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters that were all removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. In the sigmoid colon, there was a pedunculated approximately 10 millimeter erythematous polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. Plan, follow-up, biopsy, pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, recommend continuation of PPI daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast for the next 8 weeks. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions were explained to the patient. Next line, if patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, would recommend PPI indefinitely with repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years for further evaluation. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.